Sitter Slim series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Joseph's father, Rabbi Siegel. These are Reuven ben Yitzchak Halevi. We are in the middle of Kedusha, and we last left off with the sentence, the Pasuk, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekomo, Pasuk from Yechezkel. The statement was made in the Galus. We mentioned Mimekomo means from Hashem's position, from his place, higher, different, differentiated even from the angels. Makom is one of the names of Hashem. When a person feels distanced or far, Makom is also when a person feels, I don't have a place, I'm invisible, I don't know where I belong, what's my address? Kadosh Baruch Hu is each of our places, he's our loving father, and he gives a place for every one of us. I want to share with you now from Reb Chaim Friedlander's Rinas Chaim. On the Siddur, he writes the following, he quotes the great Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim. He says the following, Makom is Miloshen Kiyum. Makom, place, the same letters that comes from the word Kiyum. Hu Hanosen Kiyum Lemasha Besocho. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives, who establishes permanence. Kadosh Baruch Hu enables, he supports, he gives a Kiyum for it to endure. V'amru Chazab Neimam Machana Shemur Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Gonosom Makom. We mentioned this Gemara, Chazal say, it's a Gemara. Why is Hashem's name Makom? Shu Makom Shalom Ve'in Olam Makomo. Hayina sheyesh olam v'socha olam nintza kadosh baruch hu lo sheyesh olam v'socha olam nintza kadosh baruch hu ki im kach yesh chas v'shalom odvar mavar kadosh baruch hu. Some people mistakenly think, you know, there's a universe, there's a cosmos, there's a world, and among the things that we have, among the planets and the people and the vegetation, there's also Hashem. Hashem is one of those things in and among the world. That, of course, is terribly misguided. Terribly incorrect. Lehepech, Kadosh Baruch Hu akola hakol, uvesocho nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu afsharu shia olam. It's the opposite. Hashem is the source. Hashem is everything, and He practices tzimtzum. He constricts Himself in order to make space for there also be a world. It's not that there's a world that has many things, including Hashem. Chas v'shalom. There's a Hashem who limits Himself to enable there to be the appearance also of a world. Hashem created a world in which He restrains Himself, restricts Himself, makes space and makes room for us and for others. And the reason He does that is so we spend our time, fulfill our mission and our purpose in that space that He made for us by being Marbe Kvod Shemaim. That's Baruch Kvod Hashem is Kavod Mimekomo. He is the Makom of the world. It's not that there's a world that includes Hashem. There's a Hashem, and He made space and allowed a world. That's what Chazal said at the end of Masechet Zavos. Kol Ma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Labaro Ela Lechvodo. Everything Hashem created sings the praise, brings honor, glorifies Hashem. Everything in this world, all of creation, can be channeled and used in order to promote, to understand, to appreciate, to recognize, to thank Hashem. A person might, some listen carefully, a person might very mistakenly conclude that if everything Hashem created in the world was to give Him kavod, what does that mean? He needs kavod. But that's a mistake. That's incorrect. That's even heretical. And if we don't honor Him, if we don't speak about Him, if we don't promote Him, if we don't wear His logo, if we don't advance His brand, then Hashem is missing kavod. He's missing the honor and the glory that He wants. Hashem is the only thing in existence who is complete and whole, who lacks and needs for nothing. You cannot use the word need in the same sense as Hashem. These are the words of the Mashkir, Reb Chaim Friedlander. V'lo chasar lo davar. He's not missing anything. So if that's the case, why did He make a world in which He was mitzamtzein, left space, Baruch Kvod Hashem, Melocha l'aretz kvodo, we're here, we're leading our lives, at work, at the supermarket, in the gym, in the shul, everywhere we go, with our families, friends, co-workers, acquaintances, and strangers, our whole essence, our whole mission is to advance the name, the brand, godliness, bring people closer to Him. If it's not because He needs it, because He has no needs, if He is complete and perfect even without it, then why did He do it? Every time we say Baruch, blessed is God. What are you giving a bracha to Hashem? You're giving him a bracha. He needs your bracha. He's infinite and you're finite. He's immortal and you're immortal. And we're giving him a bracha. Mashma, shechasla is baruch kavod v'alein l'ashlimo. Again, I'm blessing God. The recipient of the blessing needs the blessing. The person giving the blessing is in the position to bless. With Hashem, we're in a position to bless. Rakuiz baruch asa hester kidei sh'anu nivram lo nir eskvod v'shlemos. The answer is Hashem created and designed a world in which he remains hidden. Hashem designed and created a world in which there are options, alternatives, free will. People can make poor choices. The world can be filled with the opposite of his will and the opposite of his name. The idea of Odosenu is Galvi Zabek Vodaba in it. And our mission, our purpose, the reason why we're here is to reveal God, is to represent God, is to bring other people closer to God, is to repair and redeem the world with Hashem's vision for it. Al Kapano, Kadosh Baruch Hu Bara Hester, he created hiddenness. The Tafkidenu Legalos Oso Yisbaruch Mitoch Hester. We have to reveal him from the hiddenness. Like Rav Dessler, we say B'Shem Gedolim, Olam Milashon He'alam. World, Makom, world. World, olam, comes from the word helam. Helam means concealed, hidden. Ki b'china m'siyem es b'riyas ha'olam ina giloy or izbarach. El hepech, kadosh baruch u'bara ha'olam u'b'riyas ha'olam ina yesh me'ayin, rak ayin mi'yesh. Ki l'fi ha'b'riya yakol malik ba'oro u'chvod izbarach. Kadosh baruch u'bara tzimtzum v'hester la'oro. Really, he was revealed, he's everywhere, because the whole world is him. You can't separate them. You can't take them apart. But Hashem restrained himself, restricted himself to make this space. He played hide, so we seek. So we're seeking not because he needs us, but he set up a world where he hides so that we seek, so that we can fulfill our purpose, our mission in creation. That's all included in when we pledge and promise in Kedusha. Baruch Kvod Hashem, Mimkomo. That's what should be in our minds, in our thoughts, and in our